This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joining us now in the studio is a young man who shot to fame in 2011, winning the third series of The X Factor Australia. He's looking at it and going, I've heard this stuff so many times. He was immediately signed to Sony Records, provided them with the fastest selling digital single in Australia ever. Goodnight shot to number one chart position, and a debut album was a double platinum selling smash. His second album of all original material smashed the charts again in 2012. Top five album chart position and a number one single with Shout It Out. For the very first time in the Joy Studios, Reece Maston, welcome to Joy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You are very, very welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for playing the track as well. You guys are one of the first guys to get it spun.
So we like you to be first with the new music when we can be. Look, It's under 4 years since you won X Factor back in 2011.
Yeah.
I have to say, you're 20.
Yeah, I'm 20 now.
And you're already a veteran of the music industry of Australia.
It's been a way. It seems longer for me because I was 17 when I came off the show. It was my birthday a couple of days afterwards, and it's just been from then like wildfire. You know, I just keep going, but. Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, I was going to ask you, so in terms of the last 4 years, when you look back on it now and do a bit of reflection, does it look different to when you were there in the moment?
Yeah. I mean, I've learned so much about the music industry in general now, and then the people that you meet along the way as well. So I think, you know, beforehand, and I was a kid, you know, beforehand, so my outlook on the world was completely different. But it's definitely changed. It's changed in a good way. I've become a little bit more aware of my surroundings and what I'm supposed to be doing. So yeah, it's a little bit more comfortable now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely at the start just like
it was crazy stuff. I mean, I think it made front page news that as you came off the show, you were going to get your first tattoo and you needed parental consent and all of that stuff. It was just like the publicity around the Reece Maston machine at that time was really crazy.
Yeah. Well, we did a tour like immediately afterwards and it went like, you know, nuts and stuff. And luckily, I've still got them ones hanging around, coming to the shows and you know, checking it out. But, it was, I mean, the tattoo thing, I think, you know, the parents may have stuffed up a little bit. I had four before I was 18.
Right.
So that was their bad for signing the waiver.
You photocopied it and just kept going.
Well, they signed it once, so I got my thumbs done, which are literally like 5 cents pieces.
Yeah.
And I went in a week later and got my forearm done, and they had no idea I was getting it done, but they'd already signed the paper, so.
Right. So that makes you a fairly typical 17-year-old. Get a little bit and take a lot.
That's me.
Now, I did mention, actually, I heard you mention just before we came on air that you were talking about your mum. So families obviously still a very important part of the world.
Yeah, well, I don't get to go home that much because obviously we're working and stuff. So whenever I get to see him, it's awesome. Like my big sister was just up a while ago helping us out with some stuff for the live stream that we were doing a couple of weeks ago. So it's always nice when I get to see him because it's a rare occasion, you know. So, but they're more than helpful. They try and help as much as they can. Mum, you know, she doesn't really get it that much, but she tries to help out as much as she can, which is lovely. But they're awesome, and they're still 100% behind me as well. So it's a blessing.
Is Adelaide still home?
Yeah, it's my chill zone. So like Sydney's so like go go go. So when I get to go back to Adelaide, it's like the only time when I just get to sit there and do nothing for like 2 weeks, and it's so good. I love it.
Does Mum wait on you a bit?
Yeah. I bring all of my clothes with me, even if I'm staying for like 3 days, and she's like, watch this.
Excellent. I mean, and you know she loves doing it.
Yeah, she does.
That's what they all say.
Now, if we have to look back over the last 4 years, it's probably really hard, but is there a standout moment for you?
There's a few. I mean, the tours for me have always been, you know, they're always different. There's always different people coming out and there's always a different vibe. I think they've been, for me, what's really made me love doing this is getting to go around the country and play to different people and watch the people that come in. And apart from that, I mean, this record that we've just, the Rebel track, I think that's for right now, I think that's my crowning achievement at the moment, because I just feels really like me, the whole EP in general, and I'm really proud of it, and the band that played it were awesome as well. So, you know, that probably is my crowning achievement at the moment, I reckon.
We're going to discuss the new music in a few minutes, but I think it's time for us to go right back to the start.
Mm-hmm. It's so long ago, isn't it?
It is. We're going to play the big debut single for Reese Maston now. This is the one that started it all, kicked it off, number one in a flash. This is Good Night from Reese Maston here on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam, and live in the studio with us is The Rocker, Australia's latest, newest, and most dynamic little rocker, and that's what his fans are called. The Little Rockers.
Yeah, they kind of gave themselves that name, actually, at the very beginning. I don't know who it was. It was one fan, and she'll be claiming it somewhere. But maybe we should be called Izzet. Yeah, cool.
You'll get a tweet from her later to claim it. Reese Maston, we talked about it a little bit earlier. It's been an incredible 4 years since you won X Factor in 2011. And you mentioned that the touring has been such a highlight for you. And I have to say that having followed quite a lot of what you've done over that time, you've done it a huge amount of touring, probably far more than most other X Factor Idol type artists over the last few years. What drove you to do that sort of career type of rollout?
I guess, like, you know, rock really lends itself to be playing live, you know, and I think from the first tour, I just fell in love straight away with being on the road and being on stage. Like, it's this weird feeling. It's better than any drug, you know. Like, it just really is this amazing feeling, and I just can't stop. Like, I just want to play, and I want to play with, you know, with people that are like incredible musos as well, and Haley, my manager, gets to sing with me, so we're amazing singers, amazing musos.
I was going to mention you've gone with the rock pedigree. You've got the daughter of Jimmy Barnes as your manager. I mean, that's pretty big.
It's pretty good. She sorts me out. She makes sure I get places, and she does a pretty bang up job.
I guess she'd know when you're not behaving as well.
Yeah. She cracks down as well. She cracks down.
Excellent. Is that a fairly new addition to the Reese Maston family as such, with Mahalia coming on board?
We've been playing together maybe for like 4 years, was singing with me for 4 years, and then mainly over the last like year, even a bit more really, just kind of started as just like helping me out, and then I was just like, you're really good at this. Just do it.
So she started off as a big sister, and now she's bossing you about properly.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Now, one of the other things that actually Cam mentioned to me, he's very good at following this sort of stuff, and it's that you're doing all grown-up stuff and getting yourself into a house. And
I've just moved apartments. I was in an apartment, and I was just like, I just need a new start from everything, and I just... yeah, just got into a new place, but I'm still not moved in fully. I mean, I've got...
Well, there was a picture on Twitter of you on the kitchen bench.
Lying on the kitchen bench, and there was nothing.
It's just bare. It doesn't look like that now. It looks like Japanese. A mess at the moment. But it was fun. It was fun moving, and I had my mates come over who had a bunch of big boys and just deadlifting the fridge and stuff. I was like... I didn't really do that much.
Well, so you were just guiding
goes over there. Put that there.
That would go along with being an advantage of living in the rock and roll world.
Well, no, because they just blast me about it anyway. They're like, just do something, dude. okay, man.
Look, we're gonna reminisce a little bit more, and then after we hear this next song, we're going to get you to do your new single live, so we'll get you to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
But this is the... one of the other huge hits for Reese in the last few years. This one's Shout It Out. It's Reese Maston here on Joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Reese Maston is live with us in the studio right now. Yeah, he is. Now, not only is he got some pretty impressive tats on the arms that we can see, I just have had to mention to him that... really am so jealous of your hair.
My hair.
Your hair is amazing.
Christmas lessons on how you do that.
I just go just one hand through the hair in the morning.
A little bit of product.
A little bit of product. So I started not wearing it, and it looks real daft when I come up in it. See, next time I'll come in looking crap fair.
No, don't do that. It's fine. You can look good. Now, you are out on a brand new adventure musically. You've got a new record company, Social Family Records. Mm-hmm. You've talked about the fact that Mahalia's in charge of your life.
In general.
Now, you've got a new EP out, Rebel and the Reason, and the lead single, Rebel and the Reason, is out as well, and we are playing it here at Joy. It's a good, solid pop rock track that any radio station should be able to play, in my opinion. How did the evolution of Rebel and the Reason as an EP and come out?
It's kind of been a work in progress. We've been playing, obviously we've been touring, like we said before, a bunch, and we've been playing some of the songs for maybe almost 2 years, one of them. Sleep When You're Dead off the record, we've been playing for about 2 years. Rebel as well, you know, we've had for a while and been kind of playing it on tour, and that's kind of, I think, why when me and Ben sat down to do the record, it was a lot easier because we played it, so we're so familiar with it. And it was just, getting in with a band and really trying to find what I really wanted in the record and what I didn't want. And I think, you know, with the help of Ben, we really smashed it out, and I think we got pretty close to what I wanted.
So Rebel and the Reason, you co-wrote it?
Co-wrote with Ben and our friend Jean-Paul Fung over in Sydney.
Okay.
And I was mumbling to the track that Ben had kind of been doing, and I accidentally said Rebel and the Reason. And from there, we just kind of kicked off and went with the journey there and kind of built a story around it that I love the story of it follows the innocence and going through a little bit of a hard time and then finally at the end being able to regain that innocence again. And it hopefully hits home for a lot of different people. And hopefully they can bring it into, you know, their lives, and hopefully they love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in terms of production, you said that the song really developed when you were on tour and performing live. So is that the feeling you've gone for in terms of the way it's recorded as well?
Yeah, well, a big thing for me was trying to get what we do live and then take over the studio and get it down. You know, I've always loved how we do what we do live, and I was just trying to get it right, you know. First, and then finally, you know, working with Ben and Haya and getting to know, you know, musicians and the way that it works a little bit more, we finally got to do that, and it sounds killer. We got some killer musos playing on it, and it was just... It was awesome.
All right. So we're very privileged now because you're going to actually perform Rebel and the Reason for us live. We've got Ben, your guitarist, in here to help out. Mm-hmm. You're on guitar as well. We've got the lovely Mahalia on backup assistant, amazing vocals of her own. I have heard Mahalia sing before, so I have no doubt about that.
She's all right. She's pretty good.
She's pretty good. if you're ready to go, we're going to go with this is Rhys Maston live in the Joy Studios. Rebel and the Reason. Go for it.
You rise with the sun like an enemy. By my side with a smile like there's nothing wrong.
There ain't nothing wrong. There ain't nothing wrong.
Take a ride to the place that we all go. Talk to me like I don't know.
There ain't nothing wrong, no. There ain't nothing wrong, no.
Shut out the madness, shut out the lies, shut out the madness. Telling me with a smile, there's nothing wrong.
There ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong.
Take these words, these lies that drown in me. Little whispers in my mind are saying it's so wrong.
There ain't nothing wrong.
It's so wrong. Shut up the madness, shut up the lies, shut up the madness. I don't feel what you're feeling. Rock my heart to sleep. Is this what you want? Feeling, rock my heart to sleep. Is this what you want? Yeah, I can do what you want. And I feel like the rebel in the reason. The last track's got enough. I can do what you want. Yeah, I can do what you want. Yeah, and I just keep moving.
Reese Maston live in the Joy Studios, Rebel and the Reason. That was amazing. I have to say, we're about to run a drive because our transmitter is on its last leg. I think you just blew it up.
Well done.
Because you absolutely blew it away.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. Thank you very much for doing that for us today.
Thank you.
Now, you are on tour pretty much. Starts in May?
Starts in June.
June, you're right across the country.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of dates here in Victoria. You're doing the sale down mm-hmm. in Sale at the yeah. Wellington Entertainment Centre. We've got the Prince Band Room in St Kilda. And I think there's another one as well in
Bendigo
as well.
The Capitol Theatre
In Victoria. Everybody, you can check out Reese's dates at his Facebook page, which is Reese Maston Official. Tickets from tickettech.com as well. Get behind the EP Rebel and the Reason. He's an independent Australian artist with a huge amount of talent, and he needs everybody's support. Reese Maston, I can't thank you enough for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been absolutely brilliant. We'll take you back anytime.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Thank you to Reese. Thank you to Mahalia and to Ben on guitars as well. This is Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.